know, it's that's key to our success. We want to start fast and get things on track and get the season started off right.
How do you feel things progressed in the preseason? Did everything come together the way you wanted to as an offense?
Oh, yeah, I feel like we're gelling pretty good right now. And I feel comfortable with our offense right now going into week one and excited to see what we can do.
There were a lot of guys saying that at the beginning of camp that this is kind of like Andy's team now and his offense. You feel like that? Is he grabbing it like that?
Oh, most definitely. He's our leader. He's our general. And he's definitely took the reins of a team as an offense, and we're following him. So sky's the limit with it. And like I said earlier, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with it.
A lot of people have you guys pick this possible Super Bowl coming out of AFC. Do you guys, obviously you hear the hype, you know, you guys hear predictions. Do you guys, how much do you play into that stuff when you guys talk about that stuff, about the hype and all that stuff? Obviously you hear it.
Yeah, we don't pay attention to it at all, especially with our OC. He ain't giving us credit we've done. So, honestly, we just come out here and work hard every day, and we're just trying to put it together and be the best we can be day by day. So we don't listen to it at all.
Jay doesn't give you any credit?
Nah, he wants to work hard every day.
With the draft pick coming in and all that, there was talk about maybe a little bit of change in the offense. Do you see much, and has your role changed at all? It looked fairly similar to me in preseason.
Pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same. We got Tyler in the first round. Dude's a freak. He's that good. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. He's it's just gonna bring so much to the team as an offense in that aspect. And we're definitely a better team with him on the team. So I'm excited.
That wasn't a situation where a veteran looks and goes, "Oh, you know, they drafted a guy in round one at my position."
No, at the end of the day, we are here to win games. So no matter what, you can't control that up top. So at the end of the day, whatever they were thinking of up top, they made a decision to better the team, and they definitely did that by picking him.
Seems like in the two tight ends, it's opened things up for you, just the two games that you guys were in.
Oh, most definitely. I think with his ability to stretch the field and everything that he does, it's definitely opened it up for me, and hopefully vice versa for him too, so hopefully I can help him out too.
Seems like on the yards after catch during the preseason too, that was one of your – big areas where you did well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't take notice to it. But that's just me. Just me being a competitor, man, just trying to, you know, just trying to finish the play, and just I'm trying to score every time I touch it. So that's my mindset. So that's how I approach it.
That's kind of like you always approach it, though, right? I mean, not only at this level, but I remember you at Oklahoma probably not avoiding contact.
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's not in my nature, too. So I just go out there and have fun, man. I don't mind. Physicality of it, so I enjoy it, and with my size and everything, it tends to favor me. So I put it in my repertoire.
Is this your most productive? Is this your most productive in all
the cameras? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
Looks like it.
Yeah. What it is?
Feeling?
Oh yeah. I mean, necessarily just the offense as a whole. This year feels pretty good compared to the past year, more than anything. So
pushing all you're doing.
Yeah, too. Oh, I always knew what I was doing. But not so much said my rookie year, but just the aspect, man, the depth that we have across the board, just playmakers across the board. Man, I just feel really comfortable with this team.
How confident is this team, though, this year? Everything in the last two playoff losses, since like each year you guys have been building more confidence. Coming into this opening season, how confident is this bunch compared to the last couple of years?
It's pretty much the same. And I think more so this year, we know what we got to do, and we know what's expected, you know, coming from the coaches, Coach Lewis and Coach Jay. So we know what we got to do, and we know how to approach it now to do the things that we need to do. So that's more than anything.
How pleased are you with how this has changed in a couple of years? I mean, if you go back to when, you know, there was turmoil and Carson held out and all that, you got a rookie quarterback coming in. That was crazy times. And here we are 2 years later, and this thing looks like it's right on the rails. Is that kind of amazing to you? Did you look at it that way at all?
Not necessarily. I mean, my rookie year was fun. We always had entertainment around here. So it was never a dull moment with those guys in his team. So, you know, kudos to them. It was fun. But we're just me being older, year four now, just knowing what is expected is the big key, you know. So that's more so where we know we're going. So.
Jade made a comment during preseason, that was after one of the games, it may have been after the Tennessee game,
that you are as good of a blocking tight end that as there is in the league. He wouldn't trade you for anybody else in that aspect. Could you always say that about you?
No comment
blocking
on that.
Blocking was you?
No comment on that. I ain't gonna speak on that. I think about this time last year. I think I was pretty much graded the worst, I think, or something like that. Last time I read, so I'm not even gonna speak on that. I just go out there and play hard for my team. That means more than so. As long as I'm playing hard for my team, that's all that matters. So.
But when you hear Gruden say that, that's
what they paying me to do. Make them happy, man.
So. Does he say that to you though?
Oh, Gruden said to me? No, yeah. He'll never say to me. He'll make me work pretty hard for him to say it to me.
Well, was the Houston game a career altering moment for you, do you think? The way you responded?
I wouldn't say career, but it was definitely something that I learned from. Something I gotta get better from. Because everybody already, you heard that pretty much it was a rough game. And, it cost my team, I feel like, the chance to win that game. So I feel like I let a lot of people down, the organization, the fans here, you know, the people that still doubt me. I gave them a reason to keep doubting me. And it was just tough. So I ain't got nobody to blame for it but myself. And it's definitely eye-opening, but not career ending, career changing.
But it seemed like you kind of embraced it. You didn't run away from it. You embraced it.
No, I wouldn't bred like that. I wouldn't. Where I'm from, I ain't going to run from no situation. And I made those mistakes. I did that. I mean, every bit of that I did. So my team, they were there for me. So they didn't feel like I let them down. But, you know, I want to be held to a higher standard. And I don't want to be a guy who let my teammates down.
Do you think it's been part of the reason? Do you think that's been a major reason for the way you played this preseason?
I thought I played the same this preseason. But I'm definitely more. I can say I'm definitely more in tune to what's going on around me, and knowing what's expected of me, as I can say again.
Do you feel like you're a team leader? I think guys are looking at you.
No, man, I'm a field. I'm a field dude, man. I'm a field dude. I embrace the role as somebody who just go down there and get it done for my teammates. So.
Since you've been packed, you touch along the way, and somebody that, you know what, I want to follow their lead.
To be honest with y'all would never believe it, but, man, I swear to you, one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around, honestly, was T.O., to be honest with you guys. I know that was a long time ago, but that guy was 77 years old, and he worked harder. He worked harder than anybody that I ever seen in his work ethic, and him just, it was pretty much amazing. So that in that aspect, it showed me, as things happen along the way, that I got to just how to approach and become a pro and how to do things.
Who's your reaction when you're drafted?
Excited. That's somebody else they can bring to my room and somebody else I can talk to, because it was getting kind of boring in there. So I think everybody was getting so old in there. So when he came, it was somebody I can relate to and talk to. It's been fun ever since, man. I enjoy being around him. He's making plays here. He's helping me make plays. This is fun.
You guys seem to be the modern, the perfect modern duo. People talk about Gronkowski, Hernandez. The guys are doing it. The Bears are doing it. They're doing the same thing. You know, these guys that two good tight ends. I mean, you guys seem to be the perfect fit for
them. At the end of the day, man, we're just playmakers, man. Just put us on the field, man. Put the ball in the air and just let us go make a play. And well, I think with us two on the field, you definitely have that. And definitely with him being on the field, we will have that aspect of just being able to stretch the field and pounding it and just being more diverse and just being able to do a little more.